time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Thatcher's Auto Electric. Starters, generators, and alternators rebuilt and repaired. And I suppose it's appropriate, since, you know, no motorized vehicles allowed on Mackinac Island, that they're hosting the Festival of the Horse, which is coming up August 8th through the 11th on Mackinac Island. Marianka Alexander joins us on the line to talk about that. So what's kind of the overall idea with this Festival of the Horse?
Well, thank you, Ken, for having us. What's really special is that in 1898, there's been no vehicles on Mackinac Island, and it's always been, from that moment on, horse is king. So what no better appropriate thing than to put together a festival, and this is our fifth annual festival, and we've got so many exciting things to share with guests and tourists that come to the island that they've never seen before, or if they did, it was just they got lucky. We're having the cottagers, the private people that live on the island with their horses in their backyard, polish them up, clean them up, and then showcase them during this four-day event. And so we've got a lot of fun things, and we got two special guests coming on. We have Double Dan, who was born and raised in Australia, who's got championships from all around the world, and he's going to be hosting a horsemanship clinic at the brand-new Mackinac Community at Equestrian Center, and also at the Michigan Horse Council Arena, located just below the Grand Hotel. And then also Michigan's own Betsy Van Dyke, who's a USDF gold medalist dressage rider, who's bringing her imported Grand Prix horse and doing a musical freestyle. And this is in addition to, boy, we've got 18 different breeds on Mackinac Island, and you're going to see pretty much most of them in the arena, right there below the Grand Hotel, in different menus throughout the 4 days.
So what will actually be involved is obviously a horse show of some kind, but I understand some parades, too?
Yep, we got, well, actually, beginning on Thursday, August 8th, we're going to have a kids' horsey day from 10 till 12:30, and so kids can come and learn about horses, do different fun things with horses right by the Grand Hotel. We have pony rides for $5 that kids can get on and go into the arena with. And then Friday, we have our first show in the afternoon, in addition to a clinic in the morning. And then Friday night, we have at 7 p.m., starting at Mission Point, the carriages that are always locked up in the carriage houses behind the beautiful cottages on the east and west bluffs and throughout, that are all going to be polished and cleaned up, and they're going to have their horses then pull them through town, right in front of Front Street, right in front of the fort, right through downtown, up Grand Hotel Hill, and right in front of the Grand Hotel. And so there's going to be almost, I believe, about 20 carriages that folks will be able to see, and then behind that will be Jack and Cindy's Livery with all their riders that's going to be cleaning up their ponies and horses, and you'll get to see them all. And then also some of the performers that are will be in the show, they're going to be in the parade at the end of it also. So that's going to be a beautiful backdrop right in front of the marina on Friday night. Cool. And then we've got two shows then on Saturday, in addition to some other things going on. So it's going to be a packed 4 days on Mackinac Island.
Well, and as you said, a beautiful setting, obviously, on Mackinac Island from the views, but it is also just kind of a neat setting to, again, because no motorized vehicles, all you have is the bikes and the horses, it kind of transports you back in time a little bit, too.
Well, it does. And, you know, for many folks that have come often to Mackinac Island, they thoroughly enjoy the carriage tours that you can have, the trail rides that you can do. And it's always been an exception instead of the rule that you will see other horses, the cottagers, because they usually are in the trails, in the woods, or taking a carriage ride, you know, into the backwoods, and sometimes in the evening hours through town. And so here's an opportunity for people to see what the rest of the island is like, what the cottagers do with their horses, and then bring them all to the forefront so you go, whoa, now we know what the rest of the island does, and give them an opportunity to enjoy their horses, too. And, you know, no better setting than one of the top 10 most beautiful islands in the world.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get any sweeter than that.
And proceeds go actually toward the completion of a new community stable on Mackinac Island.
Oh, it does. It's been a long, arduous process to get this off the ground. But in the last 5 years, with donations from private friends and businesses, we've been able to erect this. And it's a beautiful opportunity, wonderful, for people that to even come to the island that would like to take lessons. They can do it in a very safe and secure environment with really trusted and really excellent horses that you can have beginners and more advanced riders in whatever discipline that you're in, jumping, dressage, Western, you name it, we can do it there. And also, when you walk in, we have a beautiful pictorial setting in the room there, so you can see the history of the horse influence on Mackinac Island and a beautiful backdrop. And so you'll have an opportunity to see that also. So there are a lot of things that are going on. And down the road, we want to have clinics and bring well-known trainers to come, and you can audit and really learn a lot. And another new menu that has never been done on Mackinac Island before. So we are really excited about doing something like that for the Islanders and the off-Islanders.
Yeah, more information, Michigan.org or Mackinac Island Festival of Horse. org, the two websites folks can get more information on this. Again, August 8th through the 11th, that is. Mackinac Island, Marianka, good luck with the festival, all right?
Well, thank you, and we look forward to having all our family from Michigan come on to Mackinac Island.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Marianka Alexander, chairperson of the Festival of the Horse, August 8th through the 11th, Mackinac Island, on this edition of our Michigan Travel Michigan Update. It's brought to you by Thatcher's Auto Electric, starters, generators, and alternators rebuilt and repaired.